What are you? What makes you unique? Particles make up cells, which are strung together into tissues. Those are layered into organs, which get categorized into organ systems that make up an organism. Organisms like you and me. We're all made up of the same basic building blocks, put together in various structures that cause the differences from person to person. The only difference between you and I are the atoms that make up everything within us. If I could make myself into you, everything structured exactly the same, then what would the difference be between us then? The logical answer is that there isn't. But then the question persists. What makes you unique? When I decided to major in quantum physics, this wasn't a question I thought it would have been necessary to answer. Everything was supposed to be theoretical, and it didn't matter how long it took you to come up with the answers. You took as long as you needed, so that the answer would be as close to the truth as possible. But then things began to advance. The theoretical is now so close to being possible. This paper that I hold in my hand. I'm sorry. This is a lot to throw at you all at once. I guess I should explain myself a bit. My name is Carl Williams, and I am a quantum physicist. I know that an online forum is hardly the place to go looking for advice, but I'm at the point where there's nowhere else to turn for help. So, this project I've been working on is a bit complex. Without getting too technical, it began when we essentially found a way to take one particle and turn it into another particle while destroying the original. It was pretty much a complicated form of teleportation. As we continued experimenting, we were able to do this with an arrangement of particles, eventually being able to move larger and more complex things. This was a great discovery. We were finally able to transport objects instantly, over any distance. But then, the project manager decided to take things a bit further when he came up with the brilliant idea of transporting organic life. At first, it didn't seem like such a big deal. But as we got closer and closer, philosophical questions began to be thrown around the lab. What if we can get this to work? I mean, transporting a mug or a car is one thing, but a living organism? Isn't that basically murder? And what makes you so special if we can simply destroy you and recreate you in the blink of an eye? Would you still even be the same person? Seriously, the definition of identity gets thrown out the window when you're working on a project that's basically cloning mixed with murder. As the research continued to advance, I began to have second thoughts. This is all going way too fast. I've been able to sleep for several nights because this keeps on nagging me. That's why I'm still up this late. I just keep thinking about it. Am I doing what's right? What if this causes changes in human rights or something? What if a formula or calculation is flawed? There are any number of ways that this could all go terribly wrong. Too many for me to mention them all here. If only I knew what to do. If only I had more time. If only human trials weren't starting tomorrow, so I had more time to sort all this out. Once human trials start, it won't matter what I think. It'll be beyond my control. So, please. I don't know what I'm expecting, or if I'm expecting anything, but if you have anything, any help, any advice, or even just something that would help me, allow me to sleep tonight. Because I've run out of options, and